This is the Paul Bunyan Country Outdoors Podcast, sponsored by Bemidji State University and Northwest Technical College. Paul Bunyan Country Outdoors covers the lakes, woods, trails, wildlife, and anything else going on outdoors in Paul Bunyan's playground. Today on Paul Bunyan Country Outdoors, two big tournaments put on by the Brainerd JCs. America's Ice Fishing Tournament, a virtual event coming up Saturday the 22nd. And, of course, the Brainerd JCs Ice Fishing Extravaganza the following Saturday, January 29th. We'll talk about both on the podcast today. But first, if you love the outdoors and are looking for ways to align your education with future employment in the trades, Northwest Technical College in Bemidji is for you. State-of-the-art tech education in six paths, automotive, building trades, business, health, childcare, and manufacturing technology, all in the heart of Minnesota's Northwoods, surrounded by more than 400 lakes and acres of forests. The shortest path to your dream job begins at NTC, Bemidji's Technical College. Learn more today. Visit ntcmn.edu. ntcmn.edu. We are checking in with Chris Denz of the Brainerd JCs. He is working on America's Ice Fishing Tournament, the big event that is coming up on Saturday, January 22nd. And Chris, welcome to the show, first of all. And secondly, just give us an overall view of what this tournament is for those who may not be aware.
Yeah, thanks for having me. We're having a virtual ice fishing tournament where people can win up to 500 prizes. We're giving away a truck and a bunch of cash and gift cards. It's just going to be a good time for everyone to get out and have a cool experience ice fishing, coming together with other outdoors enthusiasts, and catching some fish.
Now, for many, many, many years, of course, Brainerd JCs have had the ultimate ice fishing tournament, the Brainerd JCs Ice Fishing Extravaganza, which will be back in person on Gull on the 29th. Last year, you kind of had to do a tournament this way. You heard a positive result, and thus you're making it part of your annual events now.
Yeah, last year with COVID, everything's been different. But we had a really cool experience with people being able to fish from home and still participate in something from the comfort of their own fish houses or wherever they might be. And we heard a lot of really good feedback. People liked it. Some of the people that got grandkids or things that suffer to bring out to Gull Lake or drive here in person. And this year we opened it up to the entire country so that people could participate from anywhere there's ice.
So, that being the key. If you're in America, there is ice covering your waterways, you can fish in this tournament.
Absolutely.
So Hawaii is pretty much out.
Yeah, that one's probably out.
All right, so that's basically all it takes, that and the Fish Donkey app, correct?
That is correct. The whole tournament is run through the Fish Donkey app. It's a really cool thing that you just put on your phone, and that's where all the registration of the fish and taking the pictures. When you catch a fish, you upload the photo of your fish on a bump board, and all the ranking of the fish are based on the length. And this year, the lengths get converted to a point system. So last year, we had basically just the longest fish, kind of ranked highest, but it ended up being just a bunch of northerns.
Yeah.
This year, we tried to equalize everything so that whether you're fishing for walleye, perch, northern, sunny, it can be, they'll all get equalized, if you will. The other cool thing about the tournament is the prizes are randomized. So we've got the top 2,000 spots, and then throughout those top 2,000 spots, there's 500 prizes that are kind of scattered throughout. So it's not just the same way we do with the Ice Fishing Extravaganza. You know, one of the best prizes is in the 150th spot. We've got the same thing. You know, there's really cool prizes at the 1,000 spots and 1,500 and all kind of scattered throughout. So you don't have to just catch the biggest fish to have a shot at winning an Osprey prize.
You just have to catch one of the biggest 2,000.
Yep, and that's why we say come fish America's Ice Fishing Tournament and catch a fish, win a truck.
Yeah, that could definitely happen. I mean, it will happen for somebody.
Some of them going to win it, yep.
Wow.
Could be you.
So the Fish Donkey app, like any app, whether you know you go to your Apple Store or your app phone or your App Store, if you're on
Android,
thank you, and just download it absolutely free. And the other cool thing about having it is that's how you register too. You can just register right on the app, pay your fee there, and you're good to go.
That is correct. It's a pretty easy system.
All right, and again, that's the way you did it last year, and you're going to make that kind of a, well, you're hoping it's a permanent thing. But how are we doing as far as registrations go right now?
We're doing okay. Last year we had about 3,500 people, I believe. Because it's a virtual, most of our registration tends to happen last minute. So for all of you listening out there, if you haven't purchased your tickets yet, it's still a perfect time to do so. You just need to purchase it before the start of the contest.
Okay.
But it's good to do it ahead of time and kind of get everything set up on your phone so that it's all good to go.
I think, you know, what's kind of cool about this tournament is you do have the leisure of being in your ice house on your lake, bringing in your kids if you want it to be a family-type event. It's a different vibe than the big party on Gull Lake, which is pretty cool in its own right. But it gives people an opportunity to fish a little the way they want to, really.
Yep. And it gives them the opportunity to fish. You know, everyone's got their own favorite spot or their secret spot where they know that they can catch fish. And this gives everyone the opportunity to go fish their favorite spot.
Okay. Well, ice fishing, of course, is a very, very popular pastime in Minnesota. And in fact, in some lakes, you're getting more pressure on hard water than you are on soft water the last few years. So there should be plenty of interest in it, at least in the state of Minnesota, I would think.
Yeah. Nope. And there's a big, you know, ice fishing nation that goes over all the different states. So we're excited to be able to put something together and bring people together from all regions.
Well, have you been fishing much this winter?
I have. I do. My favorite thing is actually spearfishing, which you can't do in a contest. But
right.
One of my favorite pastimes is getting out and getting some suckers down and watching the northerns come in. It's pretty awesome.
Okay. I love the dark house aspect. It's kind of like looking at life in an aquarium. You know, kind of a cool feel there. But yeah, you're right. Can't do that in a tournament, of course. But what I think is also cool, I love the idea of you trying to equalize so that, you know, if you get a decent-sized perch, you know, you get rewarded for having a better-than-average perch just as much as you get rewarded for having a better-than-average northern.
Yes, yep, and that's, we kind of went and looked at some data that was published by some people that did some research and looked at the different percentiles of lengths of fish. We kind of used that as a calibration to, like we said, equalize all the different species that you can catch in the contest.
Okay. I tell you, this is. I think this has a possibility of being a great annual event in Minnesota and actually the Upper Midwest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be a fun time.
Are you noticing some out-of-state registrations already?
Yes. I don't have the data in front of me right now.
That's okay.
But I know we've gotten some from Maine, some from a lot from North Dakota, South Dakota, Wisconsin. You know, the species that we have tend to be a little bit more localized to the Midwest, but you can find walleyes, northerns, perch in lots of different states.
Okay. And it's $50, correct?
Yep, it's $50 for the registration for the tournament tickets. There are a few different promotional codes that if you look at some of our sponsors or videos that you can find for $5 off. So you can check those out.
Okay. And I'm assuming you have a website or a Facebook page if people want to get more information?
Yep, it's virtualicefishing.org.
Virtualicefishing.org for more information. If you just want to go ahead and get registered, you can do that right on the Fish Donkey app. And again, that's at your app store on your phone, absolutely free. And I'm guessing a lot of, you know, serious anglers already have Fish Donkey app because it's used a lot now, especially the last couple of years. So it's just a matter of opening up the app and finding the tournament and getting registered.
Yep.
All right. He's Chris Denz of the Brainerd JCs working on next Saturday's America's Ice Fishing Tournament. What are the fishing times for the tournament, by the way?
Yep, the fishing times are going to be from 8 to 3.
And I believe that's local time. So if you're in the Eastern time zone, it's 8 to 3 your time. If you're in the Mountain time zone, 8 to 3 your time.
I believe that is correct, yeah.
Okay, very good. Chris, thank you for taking the time today, and good luck when you're standing on the water trying to find some fish.
Yeah, sounds good.
Well, that's the first tournament coming up the 22nd, and of course there's the Brainerd JC's Ice Fishing Extravaganza on Gull Lake the 29th. We'll talk about that with Andrew Jay in just a moment. But a reminder that Bemidji State University, in the middle of the lakes and forests of the Northwoods, is the only place in the state where you can earn a 4-year degree in aquatic biology. It's a state-of-the-art program that takes advantage of Bemidji State's outdoor setting, offering high-tech lakeside facilities and a ton of opportunities for research and hands-on education. Fisheries biology, aquatic systems, wetlands ecology. Is an aquatic biology education at Minnesota's premier Northwoods University the right fit for you? Get more details at bemidjistate.edu. BemidjiState.edu. Time to check in with Andrew Jay of the Brainerd JC's Ice Fishing Extravaganza. He's the 2022 chair. Andrew, thanks for taking some time today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. We're excited to do some fishing.
Well, I was talking to Chris Denz a little bit earlier on the America's Ice Fishing Tournament for next weekend, and I just shake my head. I don't know how you can pull off two tournaments of this size in consecutive weeks, but you're going to try to do it.
Oh no, yeah, we're not just going to try. We're gonna get her done. It's quite the undertaking, but we have an incredible team of volunteers and people that, you know, they put their heart and soul into them. So it's pretty fun to see everybody come together to make such not only just one big event, but like you said, two big events and consecutive weekends. So it'll be fun.
Yeah, and huge prize packages for both, but what we're talking to you about is the original, the Brainerd JC Ice Fishing Extravaganza that until last year had been in person, but now we're back. We're going back to Gull. We're going to have, about a bazillion people there, it sounds like.
Let's hope so. A bazillion sounds like a good number. No, we're excited to be back in person. You know, last year we had to pivot, but so did the rest of the world. So we made the most of a situation, but we're excited to be back in person and, like I said, doing what we know best. We're gearing up for a pretty fun tournament this year.
Excellent. And again, the virtual tournament was very popular. That is why you were doing America's Ice Fishing Tournament next weekend.
Correct.
Because people said we kind of enjoy that. But people also enjoy that in-person thing. So I'm guessing you're going to have a lot of people who are going to do both of them, both weekends.
I have a feeling. You know, there's something to be said about the environment that the on-ice contest brings. You know, I hear from a lot of people that have been coming for so many years, maybe have caught a fish every year, maybe they've never caught a fish, but it's more about the camaraderie, the environment we try to set up out there, and just donating back as well, knowing that it's not just a ticket or a chance to win a truck, it's the opportunity that to give back into the community as well, and that's really why we all do this.
So it's coming up on the 29th, and for those who maybe aren't real familiar with it or need a reminder after a couple of years, how do we get registered and how does it all work?
Yeah, so you can get registered on our website at icefishing.org. You also can buy tickets the day of the contest on the lake. Look for the multiple signs that will be leading you towards tickets, or stop at any Fleet Farm. Fleet Farm has them, and it doesn't matter if you're in Wisconsin or in Minnesota or anywhere else. Get your tickets there, and they'll get you all squared away.
Okay. And of course, you get up early, you get out there, and you start fishing, what, about noon?
Yeah, so kickoff of the contest is about noon for people that are traveling and not staying in the area. You know, you definitely want to get there a little bit sooner than later to reserve your hole. It's first come, first serve on spots to fish out there. All the holes will be pre-drilled. We have about 60 different shuttle buses that run from the local racetrack, BIR, park there, hop on a bus with all your gear and your buddies. They'll bring you right to the lake. You have to walk a couple hundred yards and you can hit hole, be at the holes already. So we make it really easy to get on and off the ice.
Now, tons of prizes available. How does it all work?
So biggest fish is the on ice contest. It's where size does matter. We have, let's see, about every year, I'm going to guess right close to 1,000 fish we weigh in our contest on average.
Mm, okay.
And we have prizes scattered from first place being a pickup truck to last place being a new four-wheeler. It's kind of fun to spread the big prizes throughout. I think 100th place this year is a new ice castle. There's an opportunity to win not just the biggest fish, but the biggest fish, of course, does win the truck, and we all want the truck.
And is that just, I mean, the biggest fish, or is there if you catch a walleye, is there a percentage, or how does that work?
It's all biggest fish.
Okay.
It doesn't matter if it's a northern, an eel pout, we've had them all win. Walleye, they've all won the contest on different years.
Okay.
So as long as they're legally caught in the lake, they work in that contest to get registered. So you can't bring bait over 4 inches, so you can't try to weigh your minnows if you don't catch a fish. But we've seen it being attempted.
Oh boy, yeah,
it was all in good fun. They were just having a good time. But in the case of a tie, it's all about when you caught your fish, the first place. So whoever weighed their fish first. So it's always fun to see people, you know, running as fast as they can with that fish up to the weigh-in tent to get everything registered. But it's pretty fun to watch it all happen and unfold in front of you.
And, you know, again, the key thing is don't, you know, be crestfallen if you catch some small fish. You want to get those registered, too, because one of those random fish could win something really valuable.
It happens every single year. You know, one of the cool things we do in our tournament that has been hugely successful, and we've ran with it over the years, is the catch of the day. So the catch of the day is an additional $5 sticker you buy for your ticket. And then the week before the contest, we'll announce a species in the lake that will be the catch of the day. And if you catch the largest fish in that species, you also take home a huge prize package, which includes augers, vexlars, a new ice castle. So it's pretty fun. Another little way to win. So it's not necessarily, like you said, about the biggest fish.
Well, I tell you what, I mean, in an ideal scenario, you take home the truck and all that stuff you put in the back of your truck.
That would be one happy contestant there.
Yeah, one happy contestant is the key. The other ones might not be so thrilled.
Correct.
Well, this has become, you know, one of the premier, not just ice fishing, but fishing events nationwide over the last 30-some years you've done this. But I don't know. I'm guessing the JCs, when they started this all those years ago, didn't expect it to turn into what it's turned into.
It was a few guys sitting around taking notes, trying to come up with ideas to benefit the community. And they had the idea of having an ice fishing contest. And 32 years later, we have, you know, between 10 and 12,000 people on the ice. And we're I think we just surpassed over $4.2 million donated.
Wow.
Throughout the life of the extravaganza. So we're pretty excited about that.
And I know that if you're, you know, listening and you're, you know, part of a nonprofit venture, there's ways you can get involved. You can go to your website and fill out a form, right?
Yeah, you can fill out a donation request. You know, you can come out and volunteer. We love volunteer groups, and if you bring your group out there, we would love to donate to your group as well. So if there's anyone that wants to give back in different ways, from selling raffle tickets to donating their time on the ice there, volunteering their time, that we'd love to have you guys out there. Just head to our website at icefishing.org and fill out the forms. We'd be happy to get in touch with you.
So do you now get your, you know, you do your tournament, you get your funds that you can distribute. Do you then start looking at applications, or do you have your applicants set for this year and anybody who applies is going for future years? How does that work?
Nope, submit them all. We take everything into consideration, you know, and like I said, you can sell raffle tickets or come out and volunteer. You know, we look at how many people and everyone brings out, and we want to give back to everybody. So we can always use more help, and always looking for ways to give back.
Okay. What a great event. And again, it's turned into just a huge, huge event for basically all of Minnesota and really beyond. I'm sure you get multiple states represented at that event every year.
Multiple states and multiple countries. We've had people from, you know, from France to Turkey to someone came from Dubai. We get a guy who comes from New York State every year. You know, we get people from all over the world that come and check it out. It's quite the experience.
How many JCs do you have in your chapter, and are all of them expected to do something for the tournament?
That's a great question. The chapter number ranges all the time, but you know, we encourage all of our members to help out, and some of them, this is what they live for all year round. You know, people think it's a winter event, but we start working on this in about May, so we get a couple months of downtime, and then we get right back into it.
Well, you have to.
Yeah, you really do.
Yeah.
It takes an army. There's probably 40 people that sit on a pretty in-depth committee. You know, the core group, but, you know, we can only do a small part of it. You know, we do some of the logistical, making the phone calls, sponsors, prizes, everything like that, but day of stuff, we wouldn't be anywhere without our volunteers on the ice from, like I said, organizations all over the place.
Okay. It's coming up on the 29th of January, final Saturday of the month. Again, for people who want to maybe get more information or get registered, best way to do that?
Best way to do that is go to icefishing.org. You can buy your tickets there, get all the information you need there, and reach out if you guys have any questions through the website and emails on there.
All right. He's Andrew J. He is the Brainerd JC's Ice Fishing Extravaganza 2022 chair. We're getting close. Saturday, January 29th is the day. And, Andrew, I will see you there.
Sounds good. We look forward to seeing you.
You've been listening to the Paul Bunyan Country Outdoors Podcast, sponsored by Northwest Technical College and Bemidji State University. You can catch the radio show Saturdays on KBUN Sports Radio 104.5 in Bemidji, B93.3 in Brainerd, and Kick FM in Alexandria. And of course, multiple times a week, we'll have great stuff for you right here on the podcast.